Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
I am pre-recorded. I'm just kidding. What if someone, I'm just like, take my voice and cut it up, make a new episode out of it.
That would take much longer than recording a new episode.
That's probably true. I'm glad we're doing this instead. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Matt.
I am Dory.
This is a podcast about IVF that has turned into a podcast about Dory and I, followed by answering emails about IVF and Disneyland.
Sometimes Disney World.
Sometimes Disney World. Yeah. Anyway, we're glad you're here. It's 2023. We did it. We got here.
By the skin of our teeth.
I'm proud of me and myself only. Thank you.
Wow.
2020 me. Welcome.
Matt already tested this out on the Patreon.
It's not a test. It's just a, like, it is what it is. I did the Patreon last year. That was so last year.
Oh, that's true. It was so last year.
I'm interested that Henry hasn't focused more on the fact that it's a new year.
I am surprised as well, because he had been talking about it previously, but he has not mentioned it today. Maybe he forgot.
Maybe he's just so psyched up for his made-up Bo birthday.
I think he's also a little disoriented.
Because he hasn't been to school in 90 weeks. Because he hasn't been to
school. And yeah, it's just, you know, we went to San Diego and his whole, and most of his activities haven't been happening. Yesterday he was like, "Do I have music class today?" And I was like, "No, they're on, they're on vacation." He was like, "Why?"
Yeah.
So
everything is acting like the Blaze Pizza at the Grove.
We tried yesterday.
I'm announcing the Blaze Pizza at the Grove in Los Angeles. Well, it's actually at the Farmer's Market in Los Angeles at the Gilmore Bank parking lot. Their hours are currently 3 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday.
And they're closed today for New Year's Day. So we were trying to go get lunch yesterday, which we never do. And Matt was like, "Let's just go to Blaze Pizza." And I was like, "Great. It'll be easy for Henry.
He'll get to see them assembling his pizza. That'd
be fun." And then we get there and they were closed. And we ended up going to the farmer's market. There's a pizza place in the farmer's market. But yeah, it was like, oh, they can't find workers probably.
Yeah.
That is undoubtedly what is happening right now. In that spirit, this podcast also can't find workers, so I'll see you later.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
I guess we'll be recording thrice yearly for 12 minutes.
Yep.
All right.
And I need a raise.
You got it.
Okay.
It's undoubtedly the most time we've spent, with Henry.
It was the
since
same
the summer. No, even in the summer he had camp.
Yeah. Well, we went to Boston over the summer.
That's true.
And that was
not as long.
No, that's true. Last winter break was the same length of time.
It was?
Yeah, it was.
This one feels endless.
This one does feel quite long
because I think it's just a matter of the days, everything, they fell on such and such days, and Henry's school only went up till Wednesday,
right? Yeah, he got out extra early and then he doesn't go back till Wednesday. I don't know. It's a so he's completely discombobulated and frequently asks what day it is.
Yeah. Although, he got up at, what time is it today? 6:01.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
I got up and thought that I would have to get him very soon. So I drowsily got out of bed and walked into the kitchen. And I always look over at the Alexa instead of checking my watch. And it was 3:02 a.m.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, I guess I'll go lay on the couch.
That's very early.
Then I fell asleep real hard again. And then, yeah, his whole wake-up thing is like, I'm just, it's bananas. It's bananas.
It's gotten a little better, because there was a period when it was like 5:15.
Yes. The rain, I think, helps him sleep, honestly.
Oh, interesting theory.
Yeah.
It's been raining for like a week.
It's been great to have the rain. We desperately need it. Anyway, whatever. We're back from our vacation. We went to Carlsbad. Anyone who's wondering what that is, it's a planned community outside of San Diego.
It's also where Legoland is.
It's also where all the major golf manufacturers are,
mm-hmm.
like Titleist and TaylorMade and Callaway are all down there. So you'd think, wow, how many times do you play golf? My answer to you all is zero times. Because it was hard to find tee times. And then I was like, I don't want to go by myself and, you know, have a midday tee time with three strangers.
Yeah.
I don't mind a morning tee time with strangers, because those guys and gals are usually all about, let's fucking just play golf.
Right. You don't want to be with three other people who are like there to socialize.
Yeah. Like, what if it's a bachelor party of 11 guys and I'm in the fourth group third group of four?
That would literally be your nightmare.
It would be such a disaster. I would hate every second of it.
Oh my God, you would hate that so much.
And I'd probably be shanking things left and right. Anyway, Christmas was good. Henry got overwhelmed with presents. We got him a lot of Bluey. It was the year of Bluey.
He pretty much has the entire line of Bluey toys now.
Almost. Today when we saw the giant Bluey.
Yeah, we were at someone's house for like a little New Year's Day bagel thing, and in their playroom they had like an enormous stuffed Bluey. And Matt was like, I need this.
It was like life-size. It was life-size.
It was dog life-size.
It was life-size, like if the cartoon dogs were real. Like it was the size that it would be.
Right.
Anyway.
I think I found it. Bluey, my size, giant Bluey.
Oh, yeah, 32 inches of Bluey.
32 inches of Bluey.
For $50. What a bargain.
They have them at our Target.
It kind of scared Henry. It was kind of overwhelming to him.
Wait, these pictures are hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was like.
There's pictures of this enormous Bluey, like, posed on the Target website, like in a Target shopping cart.
Well, I mean, those are all very helpful to scale.
Oh,
you know
gosh.
What I mean?
In the car.
Because, well, you need the scale because you want to know what you're ordering.
This is so funny. It is very large.
Because if you got that thinking you're getting one like the size of his current Bluey.
But then you would be like, why is this $50?
His current Bluey was more expensive.
What? Oh, his current Bluey talks.
It talks and dances.
This one doesn't, but it does sit very nicely in an armchair.
My God, we got to get it for him.
I think we have to get it for you.
Yep, I need it. I want a Bandit. Bandit would be like 65 inches tall if they made a Bandit to scale.
Yeah.
Anyway. This is my life now, everyone. I consume the media of a toddler because it's what we do in the morning.
Yeah.
Because there's hours to kill. Like yesterday, for instance, was Saturday, which turned into our trash day. And I heard the trash truck, and I announced to Henry that, oh, I hear the truck, and he wants to go out and see it. And this is like, what time was it? 6:40, Henry said? 6:41? I open the gate. Henry and I go out there. I believe we're both barefoot.
Hmm.
And it is drizzling, starting to turn into rain.
Hmm.
the trash truck picks up our bin and then like shakes it with a little force and then launches one of our bags that had like a pasta mason jar in it, a sauce jar, launches that bag back onto the street.
Oh my God.
And then the guy starts rolling forward, like not paying any attention to the fact that that just happened. Then our dog gets out. Then Bo got out, ran.
I'm still asleep.
And he bolted in front of, like, in front of the trash truck. And I was like, oh, there's a 12%. I mean, honestly, I thought it was like a 50% chance that the driver would not see him and would just roll into Bo.
So I'm like, that would have not been fun to wake up to.
I'm like yelling. I get Bo to go. I get Bo away from the front of the truck, and then he wanders further up the street. He starts sniffing out some stuff.
Ay, ay, ay.
And I'm like, Bo, we got to get back. I turn around. I look. Henry's walking up the street with that bag that had fallen out of our trash, like, as if to, like, say, well, he's got to pick this up.
Oh, my God.
And there was only one trash bin left on our street. It was all the way at the end. So I took the bag and I said to Henry, I was like, get Bo back into the thing. And I ran down the street and put it in the next bin so that the guy would take it. And I came back around and like he did not have Bo, obviously. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking. So then he's like sniffing, and I go, Bo, do you want cheese? And he just stopped. And looked at me. I was like, okay. Because, like, that's his... What's the word?
Yeah.
There's a command.
It's
a dog command that, like, overrides all other commands.
Yeah.
And ours has become cheese. Which is the only thing to get snap Bo out of it and get him to, you know. So I got him in. Meanwhile, I'm soaked because it had started to rain. And Henry's soaked. He's barefoot in his pajamas. I'm barefoot in my sweatpants and hooded sweatshirt. Then we see our neighbors had come out. They have probably like a 5 or 6 year old boy. And his mom came out holding dog treats because they had seen Bo getting away and were going out to try to help, which I thought was very sweet. But then Bo was growling at them. Anyway, I got Bo back in. Closed the gate. I got Henry back in. I was like, oh, Henry. He like immediately was wheeling the black bin in. And closing the bins on the street,
mm-hmm.
like ignoring the fact that we had to get back into the right. house, into the yard. And then I said to Henry, hey, can you pick up those things that the fell out of the trash? So he picks up, one of them is the sauce jar.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's like four tamale corn wrappers.
Uh-huh.
And he picks those up and he puts those in and he turns and he looks at me. He goes, okay, Dita. And his little shirt was covered with sauce.
Oh, God.
Like gross old tomato sauce. Yeah. And I was like, bud, immediately we're changing. I mean, you're already soaking wet. So then I change him out of that, put him into some other pajamas. I switch sweatshirts or I don't even remember. And then it was like 6:50 a.m. And it was a question of, like, what do we do now at the time? And Henry was done with the paging Mr. Morrow. That's our Disney vlogger de jour.
Mm.
This vaguely has a speech impediment Pennsylvanian vlogger who seems very sweet. Makes good content, puts it out almost every day.
Wow.
Henry likes to watch it. He likes watching someone eat one thing from each country and showcase around the world.
Oh my God.
Anyway. But then it was like, all right, We put Bluey on. So then we started watching Bluey. What time did you eventually join us?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Kind of late, like 8:45 probably.
And you're like, okay, it's going to be the last Bluey. This is like Dory's move. It's like, this is your last, you know, one more Bluey, and then we got to get going. I'm like, you don't even know what we have gone through already today. You've just strolled out here like it's a regular day. And it was a Saturday trash day from hell.
Wow.
Anyway, he did later in the day, got you to go out into the neighborhood to close bins.
Yeah, we actually went out twice. Mm-hmm. Did like a few loops of the neighborhood. There's like an older guy who lives on the next block over. Henry took his bin in to like his driveway where his other bins were. He kept trying to bring in like other people's bins, and I was like, we don't know where their bins go, but like, we can't just like
yeah, because you can't assess it because all the bins were out.
So right. This person just happened, like someone had already brought in his other bins, and there was just one. Anyway. And then this morning, Henry and I took Beau for a walk, which is not something that we normally, like, it's not something that we've done a lot of. But yesterday, I took Beau for a walk, and when I got home, and we had asked Henry if he wanted to go, but he wanted to stay and watch Stinky and Dirty or Bluey or whatever he was watching at the time. He was like, no. And then I got home and he was like, I wanted to go for a walk with Beau. And I was like, okay, we can go tomorrow. So we went this morning and it was a nice walk. He was like it was very funny. He was like, I'm going to follow Beau and like do what Beau does. Like,
well, you know, it's interesting because we had Henry's finally old enough.
Yeah.
To listen to us mostly so that we can keep, you know, an eye on Beau and on Henry.
Yeah.
And sort of make that logically work.
Yeah. And like, it was
for like the first time since like we've done it where like I've had Beau and you've pushed the stroller.
Right. But now Henry is old enough where like he can take a walk of a few blocks and be fine, like not in a stroller.
Yeah.
And he knows to like hold my hand when we cross the street. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a nice little jaunt.
Well, look out, Beau. Maybe you're going to get walked more.
Yeah. All right. Well, we should take a break.
Okay.
BRB.
Be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you ready to get active? Well, think Bombas. The better basics that take sweat-wicking, blister-preventing, friction-free movement seriously. Look, they finally admitted it. It's in the ad copy. Golfing is among the activities that Bombas is proud to be a part of. And nearly every time I golf, Bombas socks are a part of my golf game. In fact,
Same for tennis, oh, Matt.
I had to wear the high ones today because it was 37 degrees.
Wow. I bet you loved those soft, breathable materials.
I loved literally everything about them, including their fun bluish-green color. Look, nice. I've been talking about Bombas forever, guys. Socks, underwear, t-shirts are the number one, two, and three most requested items in homeless shelters. And that's why for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. Performance socks are made with technically advanced features like proprietary hex tech. Oh, that makes sense now that the hex is stitched in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it incorporates sweat-wicking
yarns. The light bulb's going off.
Supportive strategic zone cushioning, built-in ventilation to increase airflow. Bombas are a gym bag staple that are made to last and a golf bag staple. And if they experience any wear or tear, Bombas will replace them for life. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Hold the phone.
Wow. But
I was like, I got to get some socks replaced. And then I realized none of them are in need of replacement. Their performance socks are very colorful and comfortable. And you want to wear them even when you're not working out or hitting the links. No matter how you like to get active, Bombas has something for you. Gripper socks to help you stay balanced in Pilates and bar. Or Dory's dad, whose favorite thing is socks that have grippers on the bottom. Left, right foot contoured running socks give you a perfect fit that won't slide in your shoe. Merino wool socks keep you comfy and supported all day while on the course, baby. Bombas has a 100% happiness guarantee. That means you're covered for life. Reach out anytime. Their happiness team will help facilitate easy returns, exchanges, or replacements. Go to bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure at checkout. Okay, we're back and so are you. We've got emails.
Let's remind everyone that they can email us and they should email us.
Absolutely.
At doryandmatt@gmail.com or mattanddory@gmail.com. You can call us at 413-461-BABY. You can get bonus episodes on our Patreon at patreon.com/excellentadventure. And, you know, we still have a Facebook group. Facebook group is still going strong. Facebook.com/group/excellentadventure. All right. Well, Matt, we got an update from the listener who wrote in.
The Big Bear?
Yes, to ask about what she should do about outside monitoring.
Those who might be just catching up, a large bear did not write into the show.
No, but this person was going to LA and then to Big Bear with her family over Christmas, was going to start a cycle because her clinic's lab was closing for 3 months on January 15th. And so she wanted to get a cycle in before they closed. And she was asking us for advice about where to go for outside monitoring in the LA area. And our advice was like, don't.
Right.
Okay. So her name is Emily. She wrote in. Hi again, Matt and Dory. I wrote in recently asking for advice about outside monitoring during a trip to LA. I have family in LA. We all went to Big Bear for Christmas. So that's why I specified both places. First of all, thank you so much for the advice about the monitoring. You were both completely right. After calling around, it was almost impossible to find a clinic that could get the results to the East Coast in time. More than that, though, I'd never been to Big Bear before, and after being on that one long and winding road going in and out, there is no way I would have wanted to be driving that in the dark at 3 a.m. to get to an appointment. I seriously appreciate the advice and was happy to get to just enjoy my vacation without that stress.
You thought we were kidding about the chains on the tires, didn't you?
That road is scary without snow, and with snow it's terrifying, and at night another listener wrote in about delaying a cycle with birth control pills, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I wish my clinic had told me that was an option before I was freaking out about finding outside monitoring, but better late than never, I guess. I'm just supposed to stop taking them the last day of my trip, and my period should return 1 to 5 days later, and then I'll go in for my day 2 ultrasound like normal.
What a much easier thing.
To add to the craziness of this potential cycle, though, I was originally going to stop taking the pills on the 28th when I got home. But then my flight was one of Southwest's cancellations.
Oh, no.
So my trip was unexpectedly extended. I'm supposedly leaving LA on the 31st now. After another minor freakout.
Oh, my God. That's like 4 days
I later. Found out everything should be fine if I just take the birth control pills for a few more days, since I would be back before I will have been taking them for 2 weeks, which is apparently the limit. So now I'm just crossing my fingers that things go smoothly from here on in. Thanks for taking the time to answer my question. I hope your family has had a nice holiday. Emily, normally in Georgia, currently happy to be crashing in the guest room of my brother and sister-in-law's place with my five-year-old in Los Angeles with my five-year-old. Surprisingly, wow. I've had 3 hot dogs since my last email.
That is surprising.
2 at the Varsity in the Atlanta airport, a regional delicacy, and 1 at a bowling alley while here in town. Again, though, no idea if they count.
I wonder. There's only 2 bowling alleys I can think of.
Wait, why wouldn't they count?
It could be all beef. Who knows?
All beef count?
I don't think so.
What are you talking about? All beef definitely counts.
I don't think so.
You are high.
It has to be pork in there. I'm sorry.
No.
It's the rule.
It's not the rule. You're wrong.
Great job, everybody. Thanks for writing in, and I'm glad you didn't do anything stupid besides book a Southwest flight.
Okay. This is a text. How does one focus on anything besides a possible BFP? That's big fat positive, an abbreviation we don't typically use on the show, but here we are using it.
Well, I think it was in a text, so it's acceptable. Yes,
in the days leading up to a possible next cycle. I mean, this is like the big quandary of all the weights you have to do for IVF, you know? And I feel like the more you try to tell yourself not to focus on it, the more you're going to focus on it.
Yeah. I don't know what you could do to take your mind off of it.
I mean, I think...
Even when you meditate, they're like, you're going to have these thoughts and like, they're there. Acknowledge them.
Yeah.
It's okay. Because there's no way to really snap yourself out of it.
I would acknowledge them and then just try to do like things you love.
Less worrying about whether or not and more acknowledging that you're having the thoughts of worrying. Do you know what I mean? Mm. You probably don't because that made little sense, but...
I do kind of know what you mean, I think. But I would say try to do things that you enjoy, like binge watch a good TV show or like start reading a great book, like just something that, you know, you're going to get joy out of doing. And be kind to yourself. Those are the things.
And each other. That was Jerry Springer's sign off.
Mm, that's right.
Be kind to yourselves and each other.
I mean,
thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, that's pretty ironic that was his sign off. But yeah, I mean, there's no like magic solution to this, unfortunately.
No, I mean, and I would say listen to some podcasts that aren't about IVF.
Yeah, so don't listen to our show.
I hope you didn't get our advice.
Yeah. But, you know, good luck. We'll be thinking of you.
I will be thinking of you more than Dory.
Okay.
I'm the best.
Alrighty.
2020 me.
Well, since you're so great at everything, why don't you read the next email?
Oh, you're so much better at reading. You do it quicker. Specialer. It's from Jill, longtime listener, second time writer. I'm finding myself in a sad and hard place like I was the last time I wrote in, and I'm reaching out to the eggheads for some help. I did reciprocal IVF with my wife to conceive our son, her eggs, my uterus. To me, as a same-sex couple, it felt like a really beautiful way for both of us to be a part of the process. Looking at him now, feels so special to me that he has my wife's genes, but I was able to carry him. However, during my pregnancy with him, I ended up getting severe preeclampsia and had to be delivered. He had to be delivered 34 weeks, which is early. Luckily, he and I are both okay. He's a boisterous and beautiful, almost 2-year-old boy that we feel lucky to have, but only after this scary delivery did we read more research to discover that we compounded my risk of preeclampsia by, one, doing IVF, and two, using my wife's eggs, essentially donor eggs, and three, doing a programmed medicated cycle. We are now trying for baby number two and opted to do a natural cycle to at least lower the risk. Hang on. The risk factors. Now, here I am, 3 failed embryo transfers later, with all natural cycles. My doctor seems to be stumped. Luckily, we have embryos left, but it doesn't seem like the natural cycles are working. So we're at a crossroads. If we do a medicated cycle, like we do with my son, it will double the risk of preeclampsia, but it doesn't feel like it makes sense to keep doing natural cycles. The embryos we lost were all good quality, and on paper, everything looked good. The other option is for my wife to carry. She's willing, but not excited about it. Who would be? Just in general. Let me just put that out there. I know that will be the road we go down if we have to, but I'm not ready to give up yet. I want so badly to be able to carry our baby again. I'm feeling heartbroken about the prospect of not being able to do so. So now we're taking a break to figure things out. So here's my egg signal. Are there others out there who've had difficulty becoming pregnant with donor eggs using a natural cycle? Are there interventions that have worked to make the natural cycle with donor eggs successful? I have an antihistamine regimen steroid. Like how that's the word I couldn't read. Regimen. I've done an antihistamine regimen, steroids, lining thickening protocol, added progesterone, estrogen for support. Or are there others out there that who have had preeclampsia and gone on to have future pregnancies with medicated cycles and not had recurring preeclampsia? Please send in your stories. That's a thank you to us for being the place you can go to when IVF gets shitty and hard. It's nice to know there's a place that I can go to seek out help instead of just feeling stuck. I'm so grateful for the podcast, all the parts of it. Just ordered Fair Play after listening last week. You fill my morning commute with comfort, chuckles, hot tips, and a sense of camaraderie. Happy holidays. It's Jill from Beantown. What was I watching the other day? And I was like, oh, that's why it's Beantown. They would do these like large scale baked bean dinners on the common.
Oh, interesting.
And then that's when it became Beantown, which I did not know. No one like, I don't like, it's not like you run around and there's beans everywhere. Just stating that fact, okay?
It's true. Okay, thank you.
Where was I? Oh, yes. So that's Jill Boston, one wife, one science toddler, one elderly cat, one hyper dog, and 1,700 square feet. That's a lot of square footage in Boston. 120, 55-inch TV in the living room, 42 in the guest room, maybe 4 hot dogs this year. We just had a Costco membership, though, so that may change the year's end. Those are all beef, but okay.
Wow.
You live in Boston. You know how many KM Natural Casing and SM hot dogs you could go be getting at the grocery store? Just head to Market Basket.
Well, the egg signal has gone out. You know, we have not had specific experience with this situation, so I kind of defer to others who might be able to speak to this, because preeclampsia is no joke. So, you know, I understand why you would want to minimize the risks for preeclampsia. It does seem like maybe these, you know, maybe you do need to do a medicated cycle.
I mean, I can think of one way where we can pretty much rule out preeclampsia.
What?
Have your wife carry the baby.
Well, I mean, we don't know what the wife's risk factor, you know what I mean? Like, the wife could also have preeclampsia.
Yes, but Jill's asking about her preeclampsia.
Right, that's true. And Jill has already had preeclampsia.
Put it on the missus.
Which raises her risk for subsequent preeclampsia. I mean, I think if I were in your shoes, which, like, you didn't ask, but since this is my podcast, I will tell you.
I bet they're New Balance. She lives in Boston.
I would try one more with a medicated cycle. If that didn't work, I would try to get my wife to carry. That's what I would do.
And that's what Dory would do. And I'd probably do whatever Dory did.
Well, you would be my wife in this scenario, so you'd be carrying a baby.
I'd be like, no.
Oh, okay.
Sounds terrible. You were so nauseous. That's like a bad idea.
I was so nauseous.
I don't even know how you did anything.
I didn't. Do you remember?
No, of course I do.
Like, I literally didn't do anything.
Beyond what you did or didn't do, how little you may have done, mm-hmm. You still were able to hold the conversation and, like, be present. Whereas I would be just burying my head and
I spent a lot of time in bed.
I know.
I think you were working, so I don't think you even saw how much I was in bed.
It felt, I guess, your first trimester was the summer.
It wasn't. I got pregnant at the beginning of August, so, like, it was the very end of the summer. You had gone back to work.
Right.
Like, I don't think you saw.
I'm still impressed.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, but Like, I felt pretty out of it, personally.
We recorded during that trimester. Everybody go back and listen.
We did record during
that trimester. That's one thing I couldn't do.
We did record during that trimester. Whew. Well, if I ever
And
have...
to this day, there's still empty bags of Smart Pop in her car and some puke bags.
It was a different car.
And to this day... But the puke bags are in there.
I know, because I think I just moved them over. I was like, well, you know, even though I'm not nauseous all the time, like, it's not a bad thing to have, like, emergency puke bags in your car.
I suppose it isn't, but we haven't used them.
Well, exactly. But that's the thing about, you know, emergency things.
It's like, you don't need them until you need them.
Exactly. And then you really want them.
All right.
I just put a bunch of emergency stuff in my car.
We'll be back right after these words.
You don't want it. Okay.
Well, no. Tune in to find out what emergency stuff Dory put in her car. We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We're back.
Hello.
So, first aid kit went in the car door?
Yeah, you know, I'd had a first aid kit in the car before, and then I don't know what happened to it. So, I got a new first aid kit for the car.
I still have the first aid kit that we got for the cars in my car.
Well, I got a second one for you, so now you have an extra one.
I'll be happy to use it.
I got some thermal blankets, which you should put some in your car, too.
Foil
thermal blankets.
Space blankets.
Yep, space blankets. I also got a fleece blanket, which I got one for you as well. You know, just to have. And I got some, I got one of those little tools to cut a seatbelt off and to break a window.
She did.
I don't know if I will be able to actually use it. When the need comes.
No, I don't think you will.
But I have it.
You should have just gotten the separate hammer.
I thought about that.
It would sit in the door pocket. That would be much easier to access.
Maybe I'll still get that.
Because you tend to leave your keys inside of your bag.
That's true.
Which would be a whole other barrier to entry.
That's true. So maybe I'll just get the hammer anyway. And then I got some emergency granola bars.
Right, which will expire at some point.
Yeah, but they're not expired yet.
Mm.
You know?
Dory's ready.
I'm ready for snowstorms.
Yeah, I mean, well, you could be like, remember a couple years ago when they had snow sort of NorCal, mid-Cal?
Yeah.
And the five was backed up for 18 hours?
Yeah. Well, and do you remember, like... Remember on the, I think it was like on the 15, there was hail.
No.
There was like one point where, I don't know. So like, all I'm saying is like, weather in SoCal is like mostly the same. And then all of a sudden, it can get real weird.
Yeah.
And it often comes on very quickly and in like in ways that I, as like a person who grew up in the Northeast, is not necessarily used to. So, you know, I just like to be prepared. That's all I'm saying.
That's the motto of the Boy Scouts.
And the Dory Scouts.
There we are.
I mean, look, I have extra children's Tylenol and Motrin.
You are extra.
I am kind of extra. All right. We have a voicemail.
We do.
From our pal Ramekin Queer.
Here is that voicemail. Oh, no, it's not even playing. What's happening?
Hello, Matt and Dory. The Ramekin Queer is back. After a hiatus from all things fertility because of the lawyer shit and the psych BS that we had to do to prove that we should do something again that we already did 5 years ago. So we went through that whole process. Are y'all familiar with Fair Play? Anyway, I think it's on like Hulu. There's a book. There's cards. It's a whole situation. Anyhow, we fair played that shit. And so my spouse is in charge of organizing all of that and called the whopping 4 shrinks that will do that in our state. One didn't call back. One didn't have appointments for 3 months. Mm. One wanted to charge us $1,400 to speak to our donor for 3 hours.
Whoa.
About his firm, his partner for 1 hour, us for 2 hours, and then all of us together for 1 hour.
Oh my God.
To discuss whether or not we should do something we already did 5 years ago. Luckily, we found some weird hippy-dippy lady a few hours away who would do a Zoom call that week. So we talked to her for 45 minutes. She was like, wow, y'all know about this because you've already done it. I will sign the paper. So that only came to a total of around $300 for the 45 minutes. So I am doing the delay cycle birth control thing while we travel over the holidays and hoping that after a like 3 month hiatus while we got all of that done, we will be ready to go for January to begin, I guess, the process of specimen cup baby instead of a ramekin baby.
Hmm.
Feels disappointing, but it's fine. Also, I was curious, as a fellow writer, Dory, did you ever slant any fertility stuff to be more conducive to book release timing? And do you have any advice about how to think about the months and weeks leading up to and just after book release?
That's, I laughed because I was like, she's like, and I have a question as a writer. And I'm like, oh, okay, here I can answer this. And then Dory. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Yes, I feel like, I don't totally remember right now, but I do feel like we had to do some planning around book release stuff because I was doing events in different cities. Mm-hmm. So I was going to be traveling a lot. So yeah,
this I recall that because that was it that August that you got pregnant with Henry?
No, it was the following August.
Wow. Time has no meaning.
I mean, honestly, yeah.
Thank you, Ramekin Queer. Specimen, plastic specimen cup queer.
All right. Wait, were there any other questions that she asked us?
No, I think she was filling us in.
Right. Okay.
When she first said $1,400, I was like, oh, what a ripoff. But then she described the amount of work that therapist person was willing to do. I was like,
yeah.
Okay. That sounds like $1,400 of work.
Mm-hmm.
As unnecessary as that might feel to you. I'm like, well, if you want to sit and talk for 3 hours plus 1 hour plus 1 hour plus 1 hour, it's like, oh my God.
Well, all right. Okay. This is from Leah. Matt and Dory, I have a question about maternity leave. I'm currently 19 weeks pregnant with a science baby, and I'm looking into maternity leave options. I live in Washington State. And the company I work for is a local company, but it is a pretty good size. I've been told that they allow 12 weeks off, but they provide no pay. The pay is all through FMLA. Because I've not been in Washington for very long, I will have been working at this job for about 8 months by the time the baby comes. I only qualify for a portion of the FMLA options. Additionally, it looks like it'll amount to only 1/5 of what I make. I'm the primary breadwinner. And we just cannot afford for me to basically have no pay for 3 months. This means I will be using vacation time, probably only taking a month, which is hard for me to accept. I'm going to have a meeting with the president of my company to discuss this and try to push for a change to their policy. I'm higher up in the company, so I feel that I have some pull. My question for you is, do you know of any resources that I could use to help me with my meeting with the president of my company? Any advice? I do not feel that FMLA should be the only way of covering maternity leave. This feels very much like a women's rights issue, and I want to push for change on my company. My stats. I have a feeling that you will think this is crazy. Mm-hmm. 2 adults, 1 science baby who is 2 years old and 1 on the way, 1 cat, 6,000 square foot house on 5 acres.
That is crazy.
Wow.
No wonder you need to keep working.
four TVs, of which I have no idea the size. Not sure how many hot dogs this year. Probably between 10 and 20, most of them from Costco. Thanks.
20 trips to Costco alone. You've got a monthly nut that I can't even imagine right now. 6,000 square feet, 5 acres. You have to keep that 5 acres up?
It's a lot of acres.
I wish I had acreage just so I could build one tiny practice green.
Well,
resources.
Here's what I would do. I would research the policies of companies that are your company's size and present them as like,
if they're favorable,
like we are not aligned with best, like current best practices. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do personally.
So if you're at like a Microsoft, you'd be like, look what Apple's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or vice versa.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, no wonder you're the primary breadwinner. Again, this is too much square footage for what amounts to two adults and one science baby. Could you imagine 6,000 square feet with Henry? I would be annoyed. I'd have to like put in so many gates.
Yeah.
Or lock so many doors because you cannot keep that contained.
No. No. I wonder what their child is like.
I lost him twice today and we were at somebody's house that was 4,500 square feet and there was no access to the second floor. Mm-hmm. And I lost him twice.
Yeah. It's true. Well, if other people have suggestions for this listener, maybe you pushed for more leave at your, or paid leave at your company, or, you know, you have some experience with this, please let us know.
Sell half your square footage.
Okay. We are going to read
voicemail.
This.
No?
I think we're going to skip this voicemail.
All right.
Just for time purposes. This is from Amanda. I have a request for a product recommendation that might be up your alley. My 4.5-year-old has decided that he wants to record his own podcasts. It's nice. Mostly him reciting numbers or singing about household objects.
Cute.
He's been commandeering my phone for this, so I'd like to get him his own audio recorder. Ideally, it would be something like a recording version of a Yodo player. Like if he could pop in a card and record something, then use that card to play back the recording for himself independently. It would be amazing. You're
describing a Fisher-Price radio from 1985.
I know. I was like, you're describing a boombox. Currently, I have about 100 of his audio files on my phone, and he gets frustrated when I can't find coffee cups and spatulas or whatever specific one he's thinking of. Have you seen anything like this? Have any listeners? Any tips would be much appreciated. Thanks so much, Amanda, Portland, Oregon. My sister very thoughtfully gave him a Zoom H1N handy recorder for Christmas, very but it's thoughtful. Just too complicated for him.
That is incredibly thoughtful.
PPS, I live with my husband, 2 science babies, and 1 chocolate lab. I think our house is 2,100 square feet. We've probably had about 3 hot dogs in 2022. My kid won't eat them for some reason. 1 TV in the living room, maybe 40 inches, and 1 projector set up in the basement.
Now, this is what I had, and it's got one bid right now. It's $15. Here's one for buy it now from 1990. Look at this.
Aw, so cute.
I don't know why the record button was green, but it was.
Okay.
And the microphone, I recorded so many things on this. I would do weird voices into the microphone like this. Just like that. This is $17. Let me see what the world of cassette tapes is like now. Ten Maxwell 90-minute tapes are $25.
Hmm.
Again, you can swoop around and search around for that because they don't. I'm not entirely sure that they're manufactured anymore.
Hmm.
So this would be a lot of eBay purchasing.
Okay.
But again, here's someone selling 20 blank cassettes. Starting bid is 99 cents, and it only has one bid on it. But then there's this one, $42 for 90, for how many of those? 10 tapes. So maybe it's not the most cost-effective thing, but you can get cheaper tapes somewhere. But that would be my solution. I don't know of any... I can't off the top of my head think of anything for a kid to use.
I would just get one of the like old voice recorders that we used to use to record interviews. Like I just Googled digital voice recorder and this one came up on Amazon for $23. It's just you like hit the big record button and then you hit the stop button and then you can upload the files to your computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
I'm just thinking about like the how to access them for him to play back.
I see.
That's where you just sort of get into right. the rub of technology.
Yeah.
Being a little overcomplicated.
Yeah. There's you know, the things that people used to, what were those called? Things that people used to record like radio interviews on. They were like mini discs. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, maybe you're talking about mini discs.
Is that what they were called?
Yes. Sony invented them. But those are expensive.
This is not what I'm thinking. Wait, is this what I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Again, that's expensive with dead media. So.
Yeah, I know. All this dead media.
Or dead medium. Zoom H4 is... I mean, it's not as complicated as this thing. This H6, but... I was going to say, maybe get yourself a new iPhone and give him the old iPhone with no SIM card attached to it and no internet access. You could just use it as a voice recorder all day.
But then why not just get a voice recorder?
Well, he seems to know how to use this.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not like interviewing... You know,
right?
Patrice Bergeron after a hockey game.
Sure. Okay. Well, maybe someone else out there has a solution for you. Maybe if someone who works for Yodo is listening, they will make something where you can record directly onto a card. I don't know.
That's the worst attempt at advice I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
Someone who's working at this British company is listening.
Hey, we don't know.
And will change their technology.
I mean, look.
All right. I think that was okay.
All right.
It was okay. We didn't give great
advice. That was okay. Okay. Well, listen, we are going to say goodbye now.
Goodbye.
And we're going to thank our Patreon supporters.
Okay.
And just a reminder, you can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/excellentadventure. And you get your name read on the podcast each month at the $5 level or above. And you also get bonus episodes.
That's right. So thank you, Angie James.
Britt S. Baker.
Josephine W.
Ariana Perry.
Bethany.
Carol Balala McNamara.
Cecily Templeton.
Christina.
Diana Martin.
Emily F.
Erica.
Evelyn Schmevelin.
Jamie Stoke.
Jenna Marie Nelson.
Jennifer Zayas.
Maria Baker.
Mary Jo George.
Nassim Kansari.
Olivia Fahey.
Alicia.
Anna Ratliff.
Charlotte Nunes.
Dawn.
Katie Allen.
Mickey Smith.
Mimi Steinberg.
Sophia F.
Stephanie S.
Carolyn Land.
Jennifer H.S.
Tyler Rosewood.
Abba N.
Alec Meredith Fletcher and Florence Babel.
Alex Liu.
Amanda Crochet.
Amanda Powell.
Amy.
Andrew Brenneman.
Andrew McClure.
Ann Fluker.
Ann K.
Few Anonymous.
April Howarder.
Ariel.
Ashley.
And Ashley Sissel Lee.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate you. We'll be back next week. Who knows what trash day will be like.
Bye.
Bye.